we had dinner out at Beulie. That's, they stay out at Beulie, live at Beulie. And he said to me, my sister Jewel is blonde, and we have to serve her plate, you know, asking. And he said, would you ask Jewel? We all call each other by our first names. He said, would you ask Jewel if she would care for some lemon in her tea? So I asked you, and he hoops and yells and talks, you know, around the house. But when he waits on the table, he's the butler. My daughter-in-law said, MacDonald will be our butler today, Georgia. And so he immediately straightened up and was a perfect butler.
In your fireplaces, do you have the metal pieces that you'd set the logs on?
No. I did.
You know, sometimes they have these ornate. The logs sit on top of them.
No, it'll be inside the fireplace. Oh, they put the logs on. Oh, yeah, how many countries? Mm-hmm. What are those? Logs? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call them. They're made of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit inside to hold the logs.
Mm-hmm.
Log, I don't know. Andirons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
what they call them?
Yeah.
Andirons.
Yeah, that's one term mm-hmm. for them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, we have all the equipment. We haven't used these fireplaces since I came home
mm-hmm.
because because we have it. This thing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we don't reuse these entirely all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And but out in the country, yeah, they call them dogs, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Some places they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have all the equipment, and I have a fire. You know, when I had to leave the country, I said I cannot give this place away. I've loved it so much. And my grandson was just a young, they got married when they were quite young, but he was just quite youthful. And I said, would you like to live in the house out in the country? And I said, you'll have to be a bachelor, you'll have to batch it, but I'll leave everything I have, and I'll give you everything I have in the house. And he said, yeah, I'd like to live there. And so he moved out there, and you know what? They still live there. And I deeded the place to him. I gave him, it was 20 acres. And somebody said, didn't you hate to give up all the everything like that? I said, I've never been happier. I said, now I know it'll be kept, and that someone will love it and someone will take care of it. I said, he's welcome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they live out there now.